If you have your Bible there, wherever you're at, let's hold it up. Let's make our confession of faith. Say it with me. This is my Bible. I am who it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Tonight, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to church on the rock, my faith and my life gets stronger and stronger. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you give the Lord some praise right there where you're at? So all about, I love that song. It's very apropos. It's all about we're winning battles, right? We're in a battle and we're winning battles in Jesus' name. And God has given us weapons, not carnal, but spiritual weapons. The weapon of giving. A tithe, an offering, is a weapon against lack, against selfishness, against poverty, greed. Yeah. Praise and worship is a weapon. Thank you, God. It is a weapon. It creates an atmosphere where God can rule and reign in our life. The Bible says that when we praise Him, His presence comes in. And in His presence, all of our enemies melt. Like Pastor Kim talked about tonight, fear, worry, anxiety, dread, depression, they all melt when we get in His presence. Well, now, because of your faithfulness, we're able to bring the Word of God to you on a Wednesday night online at Church on the Rock. I want to talk to you about a brand new series tonight and next Wednesday night on how to destroy mental strongholds. How to destroy mental strongholds. Now, you know that we're doing care calls here at Church on the Rock. We do them quarterly, and the team, we have a team of people who call you and ask you what we can pray for you about. Just letting you know during COVID that we care. Church is going on and ministry's going on, and we care and we want to pray and agree with you. Care calls. Well, we're getting ready to make a whole new a group of calls again from March and April into Easter. And someone came to me the other day on staff, on our team, and they said, you know, Pastor, it's really interesting. Predominantly right now, the prayer request that she was making was for the people, from you, was on mental torment, mental anguish, mental depression, anxiety, worry, fear, dread, mental strongholds. So I thought, you know what? As your pastor who loves you, spiritual coach, spiritual father, I want to show you from God's word how you and I together can destroy mental strongholds. So I want you to get your Bible, get a notepad, get an iPad, get something you can take notes with, and we're going to go into the scripture tonight and next Wednesday night. I think it's going to help you. I think it's going to help you pull down those strongholds in your mind. And I want to start off with this statement. It's huge. Whoever controls our mind controls our life. Whatever controls our mind controls our life. Whatever controls our thoughts, our mind, and our emotions controls our life. It's a huge statement. Whatever controls my mind. Now, you know your mind is not your brain. Your brain is that physical organ between your ears, but your mind is a part of your soul, okay? So whatever controls my mind, my thoughts, my feelings, and my emotions controls my life. That's huge. So it's so important then that we are in control of our mind, our thoughts, right? Our feelings and our emotions. Second statement, big idea, is that the battle you and I are in tonight, the mental battle, the battle is in the mind. Someone said that the battleground is the mind, right? The battleground is the mind. And that battle in your mind tonight is all over your call. The battle that's in your mind, the torment, the harassing thoughts, feelings, emotions you're going through is all over your call. It's all over your God-given potential. The devil wants to take you out. The devil wants you not to fulfill the call or our mission to lead people to a God who's for them, help them discover his purpose for their life. The mental strongholds, the mental attack, the mental, those thoughts, those feelings, those emotions that are attacking you tonight is to knock you out, bring you out, and keep you from fulfilling God's purpose, call, will, and assignment for your life. It's all over that. It's all over the call of God on your life. It's all over the will of God, the plan of God, the assignment of God, the purpose of God over your life. It's all about robbing you of your God-given potential from fulfilling God's plan for your life. So let's look at it. I'm going to go to the board tonight, how to destroy mental strongholds. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 5. This is our foundational text. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. So we're in a war, but it's not a natural war, it's a spiritual war. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, we've been given weapons. We talked about the weapon of tithing. It destroys greed, selfishness, poverty, and lack. We talked about the weapon of praise, that we're all in a battle. What praise will do is create God's presence, and in his presence, our enemies melt like wax. We're talking now about the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit. We're talking about being skillful and knowing how to apply God's Word every day in our life. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. There's the word strongholds. What is a stronghold? It's something that's strong that has a hold of us. It's something that's strong that has a hold of us. So he's given us weapons to destroy and pull down mental strongholds. Next verse, verse 5. We are to cast down imaginations. So it starts with a thought, it moves to an imagination, and it ends up a stronghold. It starts with a thought. Whatever thoughts are dominant in your life, they are controlling your life. Whatever thoughts you think about the most is controlling your destiny. So it starts with a thought, it moves to an imagination, it ends up a stronghold. Y'all see the progression? So cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is the Word of God. The knowledge of God is the Word of God. The Word of God is the thoughts of God. The thoughts of God are recorded in the Word of God. The Word of God gives us knowledge of God. So bottom line, any thought that doesn't line up with the Word of God for you, you're to take authority over it and rebuke it, resist it, and reject it. So, casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every what? Thought. Every what? Thought. So you and I are to be intentional. You and I are to watch our thoughts. You and I are not to, listen very carefully, let our mind run wild. You and I are not to let our mind run wild. You and I are to take authority, and we're to be selective and be on guard. We are to guard our mind. We are to guard our mind. We are to be selective over what we dwell, think, and meditate upon. Because whatever controls your mind controls your life. And your most dominant thought that you think about all the time determines the direction you're headed. So cast down imaginations. It starts with a thought. It goes to an imagination. It ends up a stronghold, a thought that became an imagination that was so strong that it holds you captive in a mental prison, so to speak. So we're not to let our minds run wild. And watch this statement, powerful statement. If I don't fill my mind today, someone else will fill my mind for me. If I don't fill my mind full of the right thoughts throughout the day, then someone else on social media, the internet, television, radio, someone else will fill my mind for me. Don't let other people or sources fill your mind. You and I are held responsible for the thoughts, the imaginations that we're thinking on throughout the day. Cast down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, which is recorded in the Word of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Wow, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Next page, guys. Next slide. Next slide. How does Satan work? We need to know how Satan works. You know, a long time ago when I was in high school, I was in a boxing club. I loved boxing. I loved to box. And my sparring partner was the Golden Glove champion of his weight over the state of Des Moines, Iowa. And Des Moines, Iowa was where we grew up in that area, a suburb called Indianola. He was my sparring partner. He was the a Golden Glove champ for the state of Des Moines, Iowa, that capital of the state. And he and I would train, and we were in. I was in a boxing club, but before I would get into the ring with an opponent, I wanted to know their weak points, their strong points. I wanted to know what their method would be, what their operation would be, what their agenda would be. If I knew that, then it would give me an edge over my opponent. When you know how Satan works, it will give you an edge over him. All right? So how does Satan work? First of all, next page, guys, let's look at it. I want to give you several ways. And just looking at these names I'm going to give you, gives you an idea of his methods. Somebody said, you know, devil, I just want you to know the first one is devil, but devil is not his name. You see, what? Devil is not his name. His name actually is Satan. His name is actually Satan. The devil, we refer to him, and that's okay because that's one of his methods, but his actual name is Satan, okay? So Satan, here's how he works, okay? Number one, we refer to him many times as the devil, and the devil means to continually throw lies at you. Devil, that word means to continually throw lies at you. So what the devil uses is lies, and he continually will throw lies at your head, just like this, over and over again. Whoop, I hit him too hard, got him knocked out on the second punch. That he'll continually throw these fiery darts or these lies, these thoughts at you until finally he penetrates your mind. He penetrates your mind. He holds you captive, and it becomes a stronghold. The devil, what he uses is lies. And what he does is he throws these lies at our mind continually, day and night, night and day. And his whole idea is to penetrate and get inside your head, so to speak, so then he can control your life. So how does he work? Number one, devil. Number two, next, guys, please. Wiles. We see that word in the Bible, wiles. And wiles actually means in the Greek a plan and a path to penetrate your mind. The devil knows your weaknesses and my weaknesses. He knows the open doors, the ground, the crack in the armor, and he develops a plan so that he can continually, wiles means a plan or path, to continually keep throwing at you these lies over and over and over and over again until finally you give up, you give in, and it penetrates and gets in our mind. So if he can get a lie in our mind to stay there and be lodged so that we think about it over and over again, we accept that lie as a truth. And now we hold on to it. Actually, it holds on to us. It becomes a stronghold. Number three, how does the devil work? strongholds. We see that word. These words reveal to us how he works. A stronghold is a lie in our mind. A lie in our mind. How to destroy mental strongholds. A stronghold is a lie that the devil, who constantly, continually throws at you day and night, night and day, he knows our weaknesses, so that gives him a path into our life, and he keeps doing it until he penetrates and gets in our head. And now it's a stronghold, it's a lie in our mind. What the devil uses, he doesn't use bullets, he doesn't use physical arrows or grenades or bombs or a poison to bring us down, destroy us. He uses thoughts that are actually lies to throw at us continually over and over again until we get weary and tired of resisting him, and it finally penetrates and he gets inside our head, and then he controls our life. Number four is oppression, dominated by wrong thoughts. You know, the Bible talks about in Acts 10, we're going to look at it in a few minutes, Acts 10:38, where Jesus went about healing all those that were oppressed by the devil. That's Acts 10:38. How Jesus went about healing all those who were oppressed by the devil. What does devil mean? Devil means, what does it mean? It means that he continually hurls, throws lies at us constantly over and over again. Oppression means finally, you know, we're dominated by wrong thoughts. To be oppressed means now you are dominated. It's become a stronghold and it has a hold of your life, has a hold of you. You're dominated by these lies, these negative, destructive thoughts from the devil. Number five, we're looking at how the enemy works, Satan, the devil, the adversary, how he uses all of these methods to bring us down. So number five is deception. He's the master deceiver. Deception means a scrambled mind. Somebody who's deceived has a scrambled mind. They can't tell the lie from the truth or the truth from a lie. It's a result of being hit so many times with lies over and over and over again. There's a scripture there in 1 Corinthians 2 where it talks about how don't be ignorant of the enemy's devices. And his devices is deception. And so that's where we get the scrambled mind, a deceived mind, and that's so huge that we understand these 5 points of how Satan operates. Okay, so let's look at some action steps. Let's go right into that. Action steps. And number one. Number one is a daily declare Jesus Lord over my emotions. Daily declare that Jesus is Lord over my emotions. Here's the way we destroy mental strongholds. Number one, daily declare, Jesus, you're Lord over my emotions. That's huge. Next slide, guys. Next slide. That's Proverbs 18:21. It says, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it or understand the power of it will eat the fruit thereof. So that's huge, that daily we need to declare, Jesus, you are Lord. Not the culture, not the media, not my friends, not my circumstances. You are Lord over my emotions, my feelings, and my thought life. Declaring that is so important. Declaring that is so important. Whoever controls your mind controls your life. Whoever controls your mind controls your life. Number two, action steps. Daily, stay full of the Holy Spirit, the anointing. Daily, stay full of the Holy Spirit or the anointing. I have a couple of scriptures for this. Isaiah 10:27. And it will come to pass. This is Isaiah 10:27. So we want to daily stay full of the Holy Spirit. We want to stay in the anointing. Okay, because this verse says the anointing breaks the yoke. So it shall come to pass in that day that this burden, this battle, this thought, this lie, this deception, this oppression, all that we've talked about how he works, shall be taken away from off your shoulder and his yoke from off your neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed. How to destroy mental strongholds shall be destroyed because of the anointing. That's huge, because of the anointing. So we want to be under the anointing, in the anointing, because it will destroy the yoke. That's so important. If you will think back with me, at the very beginning tonight of our main text in 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5, it said, bring every thought into captivity of Christ. Y'all remember that? And did you know that Christ actually means the anointed one, the anointed one? So what is it saying? Bring every thought into captivity into Christ. It's saying, bring every thought, put it under the anointing of Christ, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because the anointing will break the yoke and it will destroy that mental stronghold. So number one, what are we going to do? We're going to declare every day that Jesus is Lord over my thoughts, my feelings, and my emotions. That's so important. Our declarations, what we're saying is huge, is huge, is huge. And then number two, we want to stay full of the Holy Spirit. We want to pray in the Spirit every day, yield to the Holy Spirit, surrender to the Holy Spirit, and be full of the Holy Spirit and the anointing. Because the anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing sets us free. The anointing gives us the power to pull down those strongholds. The anointing gives us the power to pull down those strongholds. Then number three, action steps. Renew your mind daily. Attack every thought. Renew your mind daily and attack every thought. And I love this one-liner. If you don't fill your mind, someone else will. If you don't fill your mind with the Word of God, someone else will fill it with ungodly thoughts. So it's so important that we renew our mind daily. Remember, he said, hold captive every thought that doesn't agree with his thoughts, with his word and the knowledge of God. So we have the anointing to help us do that, right? And then what do? The law of replacement, we renew our mind in God's word. We attack those thoughts, those lies. A stronghold is a lie that we eventually believe, okay, and accept as truth. So if you don't fill your mind, someone else will. Next page, guys, I think it's Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. All right, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be changed or transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind in the Word of God, and you'll be able to discern the perfect will of God. The battle you're in tonight, the mental torment, the lies of the devil that he keeps hurling at you in your thought life to eventually penetrate and bring you down, right? We are to take authority, resist, rebuke, reject those thoughts, and renew our mind in the Word of God every day. The law of replacement. Number four, surround yourself with the right voices. Surround yourself with the right voices. This is so huge. As the team comes out, as we get ready to close and worship, surround yourself with the right voices. You know, it's so important that you're listening to the right voice. Listen very carefully, because the voice we're listening to is determining where our life is going. The major voice in our life, the voices that we listen to the most, will determine the direction of our life. That's huge. Surround yourself with the right voices. I remember when I went and told my pastor, he's in heaven now, but I remember I went and told my pastor, I said, you know what? I feel called into the ministry, and I feel like, you know, this is what God has wanted me to do with my life. And what do you think? My pastor, great pastor, he loved me. He married Kim and I. He's in heaven today. But he looked at me and he said, Dave, you'll never make it. You'll never make it in the ministry. It's too hard. It's too tough. It's too rough. You'll never make it. Don't even try. Well, what would have happened if I would have listened to that voice? What would have happened if I would have listened to that negative voice? I wouldn't be here tonight. I wouldn't be here with you. I wouldn't be able to look back on 40 years of ministry, so thankful for God's call on my life, if I would have listened to that voice. So many times you and I can look back on our life and we can remember those people that spoke into our life the wrong thing and how it took us down the wrong direction or brought a delay or brought a disappointment or even depression and discouragement, wanting to give up. It's huge. If we're going to pull down mental strongholds, we're going to have the right support system. We're going to have the right voices, the right people around us that they're encouraging us to run our race, to fulfill God's purpose, to accomplish the call on our life. So, because remember, we're all going to be told things through our life that don't line up with the Word of God by well-meaning people, but could be well off God's plan for our life. So far from it. Proverbs 13:20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools will be destroyed. So it does matter who you walk with. It does matter your closest friends. It does matter your inner circle. It does matter that you and I, the voices that we're listening to, that's so huge. The voice you listen to will determine the person you become. Don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to Satan. Don't listen to his lies as he constantly is hurling at you and me lies about who we are, what we have, what we can do, where we've come from, the call of God on our life. He's constantly hurling them at us, those lies, those fiery darts. But what do? We looked at it tonight. All these action points, full of the Holy Spirit. Stay in the anointing. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Renew our mind in the Word of God. Make daily declarations that Jesus, you're Lord over my emotions, my thoughts, my feelings. Don't give in to the lies of the devil. Take the Word of God. Renew your mind and resist those lying thoughts. Resist them in Jesus' name. Surround yourself with the right voices of people that speak into your life in alignment with God's will for your life. Amen, everybody. Well, I'll be back in just a moment. Let's have a worship moment right now. Let's meditate and think about what God's saying to all of us tonight. What voice are we listening to right now? We want to open our heart and we want to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Thanks for watching this week's message. Here at Church on the Rock, our purpose is to help you know God better. And one of those ways is through Growth Track. We have a 4-step process online that you can take anytime or maybe consider joining us in person. But to take your next step and to find out all the incredible things we have to offer here at Church on the Rock, I encourage you to go over to cotr.org/online or you can email us at online@cotr.org. And never forget, God is for you.